AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Italian Coast Guard ships and planes are desperately trying to reach some 700 migrants on a boat that has capsized as it was making the trek from Libya to Italy. So far, only 28 people have been rescued. 24 are known dead. AP's Nicole Winfield reports the smugglers are known to use unsafe vessels.
These smugglers are using any kind of boat they can get their hands on. They use rubber dinghies, they use fishing boats, so they've used cargo, container ships. Whatever they can get their hands on, they shove them, they overload them with as many refugees as they can.
A video posted online today by the Islamic State group appears to show the killing of two different groups of captured Ethiopian Christians in Libya. That includes footage of hostages being shot in southern Libya, others being beheaded on a beach. In Iraq, more than 90,000 people in and around Ramadi are on the road fleeing Islamic State fighters trying to take the city in Anbar province. A United Nations organization says humanitarian agencies are moving quickly to provide assistance. Serious problems found in the testimony provided for some 20 years by FBI forensics examiners. Mike Gracia with more.
The Justice Department and FBI acknowledged 26 of 28 examiners in the FBI laboratory's microscopic hair comparison unit gave flawed testimony that favored prosecutors in trials over more than two decades prior to 2000. The Washington Post reports the cases included 32 in which defendants were sentenced to death. 14 of those have either been executed or died in prison.
Hundreds of defendants and prosecutors in 46 states in the District of Columbia have been notified. An out-of-control wildfire forces the evacuation of some 300 homes in Southern California. Cal Fire Captain Mike Moeller tells KNBC-TV protecting people and their homes is paramount for his crews.
We have close to 800 firefighters on scene, but our priority is obviously life and property to make sure that those structures and the citizens are safe.
This is AP Radio News. 20 years ago, 168 people were killed in the Oklahoma City bombing. Those who lost loved ones can forgive but not forget. Violet Ekonomova has more.
For Bud Welch, forgiveness was the key to emotional recovery.
When you're able to forgive, you release yourself.
Welch lost his daughter in the bombing and says knowing Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols acted out of revenge made him want to put an end to the cycle. He's since dedicated his life to fighting the death penalty. For Janie Coverdale, who lost two grandsons, healing began after a letter from Nichols.
He said, "For all the pain and suffering I've caused you, please forgive me."
And though they both have forgiven, they say they'll never get over the loss.
When your children die, you bury them in your heart, and it's forever.
I'm Violet Ekonomova.
A campus cookout turns chaotic when someone opened fire at Delaware State University, wounding three people. Authorities say the injuries are not life-threatening. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.